Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
94520.
94520.
Uh-huh.
May I please have your first and last name?
Fabiola Flores.
Give me just a moment while I try to locate an account with your name on it.
Thank you.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
1699 Laguna Street, number 303 in Concord, California.
Thank you for that. Give me just a moment while the rest of this account pulls up. Okay, so I do see where our tactical bag was purchased. How may I help you today?
That actually was not purchased. I took a survey because of I got the COVID vaccinations, and I got an email to take a survey, and then at the end it said to pick an item, and that was one of the items, and all I had to do is pay for shipping and handling, which was $5.74. I did not agree for my card to be charged $67.32, so I would like this canceled and a refund.
Okay, the charge is a valid charge. Once you purchase the item on the 9th of this month, in those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does say after 48 hours, if you do not receive a call, then you're charged at $67.32 for $125. If we do not receive a call within those 48 hours, then you're charged at $67.32 for our $125 gift card from the Factory Direct store. I'll be more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. Also, being that this charge is a valid charge, what I can do for you today as a courtesy out of that $67.32 is provide you with a refund of $23.56.
No, that's not. I want a full refund. I already called my bank and reported this as a disputed transaction. So they will be contacting you guys as well.
Okay, what your bank will do, I would advise you to call them after this call as well, or they should have explained it while you were on the phone. A dispute is only a temporary refund until they do their investigation, and your bank cannot override our terms and conditions. So they will do a chargeback on your account.
I would like to talk to a supervisor right now.
We all go by the same protocol. If I'm not able to assist you, I'll be more than happy to get you transferred over. Give me just a
Thank
moment.
You.
Okay, after speaking with my supervisor, she did state that the highest refund that we're eligible to do for you today is a 50% refund, which is a total of $33.66.
I'm not going for a 50% refund. I'm not going for, if I have to call the Better Business Bureau on you guys, I will be more than happy to do that.
Okay, the Better Bureau does not guarantee you a refund. That is only an investigation. I can reach back out to her to see if she's able to do something higher, but the highest that she stated that she's able to do is a 50% refund.
No,
give me just a moment.
You let her know that you can let her know that this is fraudulent. I did not agree to be my car to be charged $67.32.
I do want to let you know that I am still here. I'm still speaking with my supervisor. Okay, so after speaking with my supervisor, she did agree to a full refund of that payment, but you will have to call back with the bank on the line, and they will have to be willing to drop that dispute. Give me just a moment while I notate your account. I do have your cancellation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
The number is 260-629-934. That number again is 260-629-834. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
I just want to repeat what you said, too, that I have to call back with my bank on the line.
That is correct.
Can't my bank just call you guys?
They can call back by themselves, or you can call back with them on the line.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling customer support.